Blog Talk Radio. Been designed with you in mind. It's time to shape up and win. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together faithfully to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey or fill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Where you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and I absolutely love it. You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. While each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are available for your convenience online, on demand at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is exciteful. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. Ha ha, I love our Shape Up series. But before we jump into today's installment, we ask that you take a quick moment. Allow your social media juices to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Go old school. Send an email or a fax. I think you get the point. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your pens and notepads, your tablets, your laptops, your desktops, etc., you may want to grab it. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Master Motivator, Empowerment Coach, Coach Adams, it is your time to get your question answered. I want you to know that your resident empowerment coach is in session. Ask Coach Adams is the theme of today's broadcast. So start those social, those juices flowing and get those questions coming. You know, navigating through difficulty is not easy. It really isn't. And while we have been dealing with what has been stated to be a truly unprecedented time, if you have missed the past six installments of Motivational Mondays, you've truly missed some rich content appropriate for these difficult times. March the 23rd through April the 13th, we took a look at navigating through difficulty, navigating through difficulty. April the 20th through the 27th, we looked at how to stay productive during difficult times, how to stay productive during difficult times. You know, I highly encourage you to visit our on-demand library. Again, for your convenience, at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, again, it's Ask Coach Adams. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. Today is all about you, our global listening audience, and your resident empowerment coach is in session. You know, a few times a year, we host our Ask Coach Adams series, or session, I should say, more specifically. And this session is solely focused on giving you live coaching support based on your questions. We welcome your questions and your comments at any time during today's broadcast. I want you to know that the queue is open, and today is an open format for the entire show, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, to fully engage and chime in now with your questions. Our program is open, and we don't want you to be shy. So if you're interested in sharing in this time that we have available for you specifically, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 at any time in today's broadcast on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number for your convenience is 516-453-9374. Again, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, our queue is open, and I'm excited, willing, and ready to take your questions. This is a safe space, so don't be shy. Chime right on in at any time. You know, I often share that you would not be standing in a bank. You wouldn't stand in a bank, your teller ticket to withdraw money, and not walk up to the teller. And that is what we're looking at right now. You've taken the time, and we appreciate you taking the time to share in today's broadcast. Your resident empowerment coach is in session, so don't be in the bank, the vault, where all the resources and money are available to you and not walk up to the teller and make a withdrawal. Again, that's what today is all about. I want to open, while we're waiting for you to chime in, our live audience with a question that was emailed in. And the question was, what's the biggest hurdle that stands in the way of most people achieving their dreams? Coach Adams, I need some insight. Help me out. What's the biggest hurdle that stands in the way of most people achieving their dreams? You know, I thought that this was a really good question. And so I thank our online campus who submitted this, and I really appreciate this thought-provoking question. I'm sure that it's going to assist others who are listening in, because many are dealing with hurdles. Not only are we facing hurdles at this time at different magnitudes, but beyond this season that we're in and the COVID-19 coronavirus crisis, prior to, you've dealt with hurdles, and after, you're going to deal with some hurdles. And you know, the biggest hurdles that stand in the way of people achieving their dreams, this is what I have found to be true, working with individuals in my one-on-one coaching practice and mastermind groups, whatever that may be. The biggest hurdle that stands in the way of most people achieving their dreams, it's not what's on the outside of them. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what in the world are you talking about? Because hurdles are on the outside. Your processing is very logical. But I want you to really stretch with me and hear what I'm saying, that the biggest hurdles are not the hurdles that are on the outside of us, but rather what's on the inside. It's the internal blocks that create the greatest challenge. It's not all of the stuff on the outside of us. You see, commonly, we often battle and struggle with what I call stinking thinking. Stinking thinking. All of, and it sounds like my little fur ball here wants to get involved in Motivational Monday today. I love it. Commonly, what we deal with is stinking thinking. You see, all of us struggle with negative words that have been deposited into what I coined as our emotional bank account. In one way or another, the words that have been spoken that have created fear and have created doubt, and they now reside in our minds. You know, in our series, Navigating Through Difficulty, we talked about not entertaining negativity. You see, when I think about entertaining, and for those of you that are regular listeners, you've heard me share this illustration with you, that entertaining for me, it's about setting that beautiful table with the nice linen and the china and the beautiful centerpiece and all of that, and you have your place cards if you're doing a high-end setting and you're, you know, letting people know where to sit, and it's just beautiful environment. And when we're talking about negativity, don't entertain negativity, I'm saying that many of us, we have done exactly that. We have set this beautiful table, and it's set, and we're inviting negativity to sit at the table. So in our minds, we're dealing with this stinking thinking based on those negative words that have been deposited that have created fear and doubt. And so most of us, the reality is, we're afraid of failing. So guess what? Because we're afraid of failing, we won't even take a risk. We won't even step out because of the power of those words that have been spoken. And speaking of the power of words, I wrote a breakout chapter, a part of a collaboration, a book named The Change, book number 14, The Power of Words, where I really dig into this whole process of the power of words and our emotional bank account, and how words build us up or they tear us down because of the power. And I share a personal story around that. So if you would like your autographed copy, of The Change with a breakout chapter of The Power of Words by your very own resident empowerment coach, Coach Adams. Give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or you can shoot a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. But as we reconnect, and that's just a resource that I wanted to share with you as it relates to the subject of what we're talking about in this question on what's the biggest hurdle that stands in the way of most people achieving their dreams. And so we oftentimes will not take a risk. And we would much rather, many of us would much rather stay in that safe zone of comfort rather than face the uncertainty of doubt, the uncertainty of what's unfamiliar. Oh my gosh, I don't know what's on the other side. So at least I know what's happening here. I'm going to just stay right here. Again, these are hurdles that are not on the outside. It's that stinking thinking that resides in us on the inside. You know, I often think about Who Moved My Cheese? Cute little book, parable about two little mice, Snip and Scurry. You may have heard this story. You may be familiar with the book, Who Moved My Cheese? And the reason why I often reference this particular book, because it really sets up the story of why many of us fail because of that struggle and battle with change. You know, the two little mice are in this little maze, and they're in their comfort zone. They're in this cheese station that's plentiful. There's lots of cheese, and they're just eating and getting fatter and yummy, yumming it down and just enjoying and having a good old time, Sniff and Scurry. At one point, they realize, oh, my gosh, the cheese station is becoming less and less, and they're faced with this reality of, this is now a hurdle that we have to make a decision to overcome. What will we do is the question that was raised. How will we overcome this obstacle of our cheese station? We have this change, and oftentimes when we're facing hurdles in life, it's those circumstances that come up that are changing what may be familiar. We're dealing with a great change right now. We're actually in a structural change. What we knew as life and was familiar with before COVID-19, there has been a complete shifting of that on so many levels. Some of what was done previously, we will not go back to. Many things have been changed, and this change that has happened will continue. These are hurdles that we're talking about. And so Sniff and Scurry realize, oh my gosh, we have a situation in front of us. Houston, we have a problem. We're losing cheese in our cheese station. We don't know what to do about this, but something has to be done. They're faced with this hurdle of uncertainty and the question of how will you deal with this hurdle? Well, the reality is, one decides, I'm going to push beyond my fears and push beyond the doubt. I'm going to take a risk and journey through the maze, find another cheese station. You see, that particular mice did not allow this hurdle that was in front of them to prevent them from moving to another level. But many of us, again, we do because of the stinking thinking. We don't allow ourselves to take a risk because of the fear and the doubt. Now, the other of the Sniff and Scurry team, the other was so fearful that he would not move. And guess what happened to him? And this is what happens to many of us because we're afraid to deal with the hurdles that are in front of us. We're afraid to take a risk. We're afraid to jump. Hurdles are meant to be jumped over. But for many of us, we see the hurdle and we don't even move. We allow it to paralyze us. We get stuck, and we just see the hurdles, and we don't get the progression that we desire because we're afraid to jump over that hurdle. And, you know, this is a thing, and I can say this personally. You may jump and fall, but guess what? Get back up. Get back up. But your ability to get back up, it's really contingent upon if you have stinking thinking that would tell you, you fell down, quit, don't get up. You see, I've come to realize, and I believe it was Napoleon Hill, I'm not sure, that stated, a quitter never wins, and a winner never quits. That deals with mindset. What is our mindset? And so when we reconnect with our story of who moved our cheese with Sniff and Scurry, we realize that one stayed in the cheese station because they were afraid to face the hurdles before them. This hurdle and reality of you have to jump over your comfort zone. You have to jump over this zone of comfort that's familiar to get to the other side. And so guess what? Unfortunately, he dies. He dies because the cheese station becomes empty and there's nothing to feed him. And because he was afraid to jump over the hurdle of uncertainty, the hurdle of what's not familiar, the hurdle of moving from his zone of comfort, he died. But the other went on an adventure. And that's what I want to leave you with around this question of the biggest hurdles that stand in the way of most people achieving their dreams. If you make a decision in your mind that I'm going on a big adventure, I see the hurdles, but I'm going to go on a vigorous, vibrant adventure. I'm going to jump over this hurdle of uncertainty. I'm going to jump over this hurdle of fear. I'm going to jump over this hurdle of doubt so that I can get on the other side and embrace this new journey. And because the other mouse did that, guess what? He found another cheese station. He's in happy land, getting it all in, feasting and just enjoying. And his bud died because he didn't want to take a risk. And so that would be what I would have to say around what's the biggest hurdle that stand in the way of most people achieving their dreams. I want to remind you, our global listening audience, that our programming is open. We are in our Ask Coach Adam session. And this broadcast today, it is all about you and what's pressing on your heart personally and professionally. Because today is all about you, and your resident empowerment coach is in session. As I stated earlier, we only do the Ask Coach Adam a few times out of the year. And I want you to know that I'm here for you. I want to support you. So whatever questions you have, the queue is open. This is an open format for the entire broadcast. And we encourage you, our global listening audience, to fully engage and chime right on in at any time. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. So we're excited to engage with you, and we thank you for chiming in at any time. You know, it's so interesting when I think about, and we do have a caller, and I'll bring you in just a moment. When I think about the hurdles, I think about that whenever I've been faced with change in my life, it's been a good thing. It hasn't been a perfect thing. It doesn't mean that it's always easy, but I must say the change has gotten me to the other side. We're excited about our caller. We're going to transition you in now. Area code 972, last four digits 3507. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Ask Coach Adams. What's your question or comment?
Coach Adams, I'm just excited tonight about what your subject matter is. I'm Pastor Linda Holliday. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas. And I just think the biggest hurdle is thinking. And I think that we quite often overthink ourselves in trying to find that right avenue into success. And so we overthink, or we may believe a certain thing about ourselves that, or we keep telling ourselves these things that are not really true, but they become a truth to ourselves. And so I just think that overthinking sometimes gets that thinking, that hurdle, it becomes a hurdle. And when you get to overthinking, you begin to sabotage yourself. And it becomes even a bigger hurdle because you've made yourself believe, oh, I really got this. I've really mastered this. Oh, I can handle this. Oh, I'm doing better with my finances. Oh, I'm doing better on my job. I've been reprimanded, but I'm doing better. I'm doing everything they're asking me to do, when really you may not be doing your best. You may not be thinking of the proper things to do or the proper way to go. And so to your listening audience, I would love to suggest that one would start with the foundation of their life. Start with a foundation. And to start with a foundation of self, you've got to identify yourself within yourself. Ask yourself, who are you really? So that these hurdles, these hindrances and blockages are not set up in your pathway, because you know that you are a great overcomer and that you can overcome any obstacles that may be in your pathway. And so I believe also, as you have written, I believe that if you change your thoughts, then your whole mindset will change and you become very powerful. And I just think that we have to rid ourselves. I mean, this is all of us. There's no one exempt from this, that we have to rid ourselves.
And that's so true.
Yeah. We have to rid ourselves of the negative memes that we've been telling ourselves. You know, when I was a girl, my mama said, you know, you need to wear a belt. You don't have a waistline. Put on a belt. And I'm quite older now, and I still remember that thought about, hey, I need to put on a belt. I'm going to cinch my waist, and I'll be finer and cuter, right? So I think that if we change those negative means, we will certainly be able to overcome the overthinking process.
You know, I so appreciate your engagement, Pastor Holliday, and wow, some good richness that you have shared in bringing forth a different thought process and a different point of view. And I agree with you that we have those stories, and we have an opportunity each day to write a new story. When we close out the day, that's a chapter of life that's behind us. But many of us, because of, like you said, the thinking of the past, we do not move beyond the stuff of the past, those bad words of the past, the negative words of the past, and be empowered in our now and our future. And we allow it to get us stuck. We see the hurdle, and we don't know how we can overcome the hurdle. And so I appreciate what you have shared and what you have added to the conversation. Any other thoughts before we move on?
Well,
and again,
I
thank you for your engagement.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me in this evening and taking my call. I'm just wondering, what is the biggest obstacle that stands in front of us that you could tell us that, because you've got a lot of experience with coaching, the biggest, most commonest thing that all of the people you coach, what is that major obstacle that we face that keeps us from going forward?
You know, I so appreciate that, and it really is, Dr. Holliday, it really is what we've been talking about. It's the internal block of our thinking, because we speak to ourselves based on our lies and who programmed us, those negative words, those deposits that have been made into our emotional bank account. And so when I'm dealing with individuals in my coaching practice, and I so appreciate you asking, you know, this follow-up around that, it really is that individuals are stuck in what was familiar, what they know, and the fear of, I don't know how to move beyond these stories that I've been telling myself. You know, it's interesting because I don't know if you're familiar with a former basketball player, NBA star, actually. His name was Muggsy Bogues. And I remember hearing an interview with him many years ago. And what I thought was so profound is that Muggsy Bogues, he did not meet the industry standard of height. He was short. And all things comparing to the NBA and what was the standard. But yet, no one ever told him, he didn't have that thinking that said, you can't. And so, therefore, he believed he could. And he, in essence, did, because he didn't have that internal block. You know, for many of us, if someone didn't see success in their families, indirectly, they may feel, I can't be successful, because they don't have a point of reference for that. Or someone may be saying, you know what, your mom wasn't successful, your dad wasn't, and you won't be. And so internally, guess what? I now begin to believe that it becomes an obstacle or a hurdle, and I feel like I can't because of those words that have been deposited in my emotional bank account. So for me, it really is, and the people that I've been coaching and dealing with, it's those internal issues of what I call stinking thinking. If we can get beyond that and make a shift in our thinking, now I'm seeing things from a different point of view. Now I'm in a better position, more equipped and empowered to do, because I'm seeing things from a different point of view. And for me, I am a faith-based person, individual, I'm a believer. For me, that change agent is God's word. That's my base. And so even I had negative thinking growing up. That was a hurdle for me. That blocked me, many of them. But when I began to allow my mind to be transformed, then I was able to accomplish things differently because of the transforming of my mind. And that really is what I have found to be the biggest battle, the biggest hurdle, and obstacles that we have to get over. We have to get over that stinking thinking in our mind.
Well, I certainly agree with all that you are speaking at this time. I have quite often have counseled many people, and they are in a stagnant position. And spending the time with them outside of life coaching and spiritual counseling, are there any other paths that you can recommend that would really help them to move forward? Because I think I get into a position to where for me, I may have to refer them down another avenue that can, you know, just give them a whole different view. Sometimes it's just the person that is speaking and maybe they're not receiving it from them. So I, you know, I'm just trying to figure out what is it that we can do or say in addition that maybe we're not saying to get their feet out of the mud and to keep them inspired and encouraged, because we can't live with them 24/7. So we may have them lifted up this 24 hours, but the next 6 days there is no uplifting in there. You know, it's a rubber band effect. They go right back to where they were before you got them uplifted, before you've prayed and prayed the hindrance and blockages to be delivered from their lives, because as you said, you're faith-based and so am I. And so we give them the word of God, but what can we do past that to encourage them and inspire them to get their feet out the mud?
You know, I appreciate that question. How do people get their feet out of the mud? How can we inspire them? I think the number one thing is that we first have to have the awareness. We have to have the awareness and cannot give you the awareness. The awareness has to come within you, and you then have to make the determination that I want to change. You know, I think about, for example, my dad was an alcoholic. And so I got familiar with Alcoholics Anonymous because my dad was an alcoholic. And until an alcoholic or someone dealing with drugs or whatever it is recognizes that I have an issue, they are not able to be changed, because it's in the awareness of recognizing, aha, the light bulb goes on, I have an issue. Now I have the awareness. I've been lifted out of the cloud of whatever it is that's hindering me. I'm now lifting out of that, and I can see from a different point of view. And I believe that until we can see from a different point of view, we will stay stuck in the mud. That's why you have people dealing with, and I'm sure you deal with this, you know, being that you shared, you're a pastor, and so you're counseling people that you're like, can't you just get it? And they haven't gotten it yet, as far as I, you know, from my point of view and my experience, because they have not had that aha awareness moment, or as we as faith-based say, that revelation around that situation. You know, it's interesting because I can speak on a personal level. I remember many years ago, I didn't realize that my consonants would speak negatively. There would be nothing going on. Fine, Pastor Holiday. But people would say, are you okay? No, really. Are you okay? You don't look like you're okay. And I'm thinking, what in the world? You know, but after I heard that several times, that caused me to evaluate and say, uh-oh, hold up, wait a minute. What are they seeing that I'm not seeing? But I was okay with now going on the journey of awareness to say, okay, what is it? And I realized that I wasn't aware of, quote unquote, what I call the weather in my face. And so my countenance looked stormy. In some cases, it looked gloomy, instead of the sun shining. And so what people were seeing, I didn't realize it until I came into the awareness of it. Now I'm at a conscious level of awareness that I fight to be mindful. What is my continent saying? That's a simple illustration, but I believe that that really speaks to what you're saying, because, or what your question was, because until I had the awareness, you could say whatever all day to me, but it was not going to connect because I did not have the awareness, the awakening, the revelation in that particular area. And I think that that speaks to your question, that until one has that awakening, they're not going to change. But when we now are faced with that and we are awakened, we now have to make a decision. Will I deal with what's being presented? Like, I had to make a decision in that moment once I became aware. Will I now deal with this? How will I adjust? How will I change? But the reality is many people don't want to change. They like having their cute little heads in the sand like an ostrich because they don't want to think about what they have to do to change. Change is not easy. As we spoke about Smith and Scurry, it costs you something to move beyond your fears and your doubts or whatever it is, those insecurities. You have to be willing to do the work. I hope that that answers your question.
It really does, and it just reminded me, Coach Adams, I spoke with a young man on last week who is 22 years old, and the young man, he has a job. He works for a restaurant in his community, and he is a busboy, I guess is the title, and then the other part of his job responsibility was to wash the glasses. And so I began to speak to him about moving forward, advancing himself, becoming more educated, and reaching out, just trying different avenues by making mm-hmm. applications for new jobs. Well, his response to me was, well, I'm really comfortable there. I know everybody there. Well, I suggested this company to him. I said, well, they make way more money than you make, and you don't even need to have a GED to work here. And I say, if you apply, you can make up to $15 an hour. But he was very comfortable. So he had become very complacent. And so what are your thoughts on that? When we meet people that are just complacent, you know, they just – it's just no inspiring them. What are your thoughts on that, Coach?
I am loving your questions, and I may sound like a broken record to some degree. I mean, again, this goes to we can't force people to move out of that zone of comfort, and that is the reality. And that they're not going to move until their mindset changes. And because, as you stated, he was comfortable, it was familiar. I can tell you story after story that people are familiar, comfortable, that they will not change. It's not until we're forced into change. The situation becomes so unbearable that there's nothing else that we can do. Either we change or we don't. We live or we die. As we talked about at the top of the hour with the illustration of Sniff and Scurry, who moved my cheese. And so you can't force that individual to change. You can share information. You can be a base of wisdom. You can bring enlightenment. You can bring the word. You can do all of this. But the change has to happen from the inside out. I can't change your mindset for you. But as we mentioned, both of us are faith-based individuals, and so the word is our foundation. Now, God's word has the power to transform, but if someone is resisting God's word, there is not going to be any transformation because it's through his word that the transformation happens, that we'll see ourselves from a different point of view and see things from a different point of view. If one has a limited scope and a limited perception, you know, they only see what's happening right around them. They don't know what's on the other side. You know, it's interesting because I remember hearing many years ago Oprah share that what lifted her, Oprah Winfrey, what lifted her out of the limit of what her grandmother told her, Oprah Grail, you need to learn how to put these clothes on the clothesline because you're going to be doing this one day. And she said, no, I'm not. But she was a reader, and she shares this story. She was a reader, and so her mind capacity had expanded that she realized there was something greater on the horizon out there if I can just get to it. But many of us, our minds are compressed, and all we see is what we see around us, and that's what we think that we can do. So our thinking is limited. So that's why I said it's about that mindset shift. If we don't make that mindset shift, then we're going to stay in that zone, that realm of those limits of what's familiar and comfortable. And it's about taking risk, and many people don't want to take risks because of what we spoke about earlier, the fears and the doubt and the insecurities and all of that. It takes a lot of courage for one to step out and take a risk. I remember many years ago, I went to the Ukraine with my mentors, Coach Alan Hattie Hollingsworth of Boston Movement. And it's interesting because, you know, I had heard so many things about, oh, my God, the Ukraine, it's so dark and gloomy and cold. And, you know, and people, all they had was this limited scope. And if I would have allowed my mindset to be that of others, I didn't have a point of reference. I didn't. So it was a great adventure for me. But others began to speak those words, and if I embraced those words, now the doubt, because those are seeds that are deposited in our emotional bank account. But for me, I didn't have a point of reference. I'm an adventurer. It's like, yes, bring it on. Yay, let's do it. And I had one of the most amazing experiences in my life that I could have missed had I allowed myself to be stuck in the zone of comfort and what was familiar, because I was afraid of embracing what was unfamiliar. But no one can make that shift for us. We have to decide, make a decision. Will we step out and take a risk or not? So you can speak, you can teach, you can preach, you can coach, you can counsel until you're blue in the face. If that person doesn't make a shift, there's nothing you can do. I hope that helps.
It does. I mean, I'm just saying, so you're saying there is a point in time after you've done all the laboring that you can do with that individual, it comes a time that you should just release, even though it breaks your heart, but you should just release.
Absolutely. You know, it's so interesting because, of course, I am a coach and I coach people. And I remember this was many years ago. I had someone in my coaching practice that they were also a faith-based individual. So God really spoke to me about this person in our coaching relationship. And they would call with challenge after challenge, and I would support them, and we would walk through it together. And I remember one day they called me, Pastor Holliday, and I heard clearly in my spirit, don't answer. And I said, ooh, okay, Lord, I'm not answering. And by the time I got the release to call them back, guess what happened? They had the revelation, the awakening. They grew in that moment of having to step back and process through that situation on their own. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes we can hinder people from getting to that place and handicap them if we do not allow them to process through. Obviously, coaches, pastors, we're all vessels to be used, but the awareness still has to come through them and their relationship with Christ, their inner man. They have to come to that place. So we can support them, but it's not my responsibility. I have to detach from the results. I'm not in control of what insight you get or not get. I can support you. I can give you empowerment, insight, wisdom, whatever we want to phrase it and call it as, but I don't have the ability to change you. And when I got that so clearly early on in my coaching practice, I was able to detach and realize that I can share with you, but I'm not in control of your process of transformation and change. That's not my job to support to be an igniter, to walk alongside and give all of that as a coach? Absolutely. But I have no power to change you. That has to come within you. I hope that helps. Well, I want to, and I thank you so much.
Well, you're so welcome. Thanks for listening and taking my call.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for, yes, thank you for engaging. I so appreciate it. You know, we have just a few moments left in today's broadcast. I want to remind you that today is a special day. It's all about you. This is our Ask Coach Adam session, and the lines are open. I'm here to support you with your questions. We just got some great questions. I trust that you got some good information and richness around the questions that were brought to our virtual boardroom today. But I want to remind you, we have a few moments left in our program, and I want to make sure that if there are other questions, we give you the opportunity to chime in as well. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Know that if you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Don't be shy. This is a safe space. You know, I want to share with our global listening audience that I have a private mastermind that's coming up. I'm just closing out a 4-week series, and it was amazing. It was so rich on leading through crisis. You know, regardless if we have the title of a leader or not, we are all leaders. We are all in some way. It could be the leader of your home. It could be the leader in your family, whatever that may be. It could be the leader on your job. We are all leaders at some level or another. And leading through crisis was very powerful. You know, it's so interesting because I had someone in my mastermind for the very first time. And it was so awesome because I'm always interested to hear, you know, what is it that people are taking away and what do they feel? And this individual sent me a text message after session number 1 and said, "Wow, Coach Adams, I feel like I just ate an incredible, delicious meal. Thank you so much." And so I share that with you because I want you to know that there's another opportunity just for you. I have my next mastermind coming up on the subject of, are you ready for this? This is so appropriate for the times that we are in. How to turn adversity into opportunity. How to turn adversity into opportunity. A 6-week journey starting May the 21st. This is a private mastermind. If you would like additional information, don't hesitate to give us a call at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101, or send an email to our team at admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Want to remind you that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment tools to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally. You know, even though we're in the midst of a crisis, it doesn't mean that because we're in a crisis, you lose focus on your goals, you lose focus on your dreams, and you stop dreaming, and you stop hoping, and you stop fighting to achieve. No, this is when we have to hunker down even greater, as one would say, and really do what we need to do to fight to zone in. Because I have to ask you, what are you doing differently to get greater results in this season of difficulty? If what you're doing is not serving you and you're not getting the results that you desire, you know, now possibly be the perfect time for a winning partnership, a one-on-one coaching partnership. I know for those that are working with me, it makes a difference. So I put that out there to you. Again, you can call for details associated with that. And I want you to know that I would love to be on your team, and I would love to walk alongside with you and support you. You know, one of the things that I've grown to realize is that who we have on our tribe, who we have in our circle supporting us is so key. And I must say, I would not be navigating through this season of difficulty and this crisis that we're facing as effectively as I am, and can say it with great peace and all sincerity, without the tribe that I have circling around me. I am so grateful for my spiritual parents and mentors, Coach Allen, Hattie Hollingsworth, and Boston Movement, for my Bishop Kenneth C. Ulmer and First Lady Tagata Ulmer of Faithful Central Bible Church, and my leadership partners, John C. Maxwell, and my JNT tribe and team, and a host of others. So I want you to know that having the right people that are circling around you, it is so key and truly important, and I would love to be there for you. Again, we have just a few moments left in today's programming, and I want to share with you, I did get another question that was sent in, and this one was, and we may have touched a little bit on this, but I'm still going to kind of ask the question that was given. How do I overcome obstacles on my path to success? How do I overcome obstacles on my path to success? And, you know, when I was processing around this question, we had some similarities between the two, but overcoming obstacles, again, I can't emphasize enough, it really starts with our mindset. You know, it's that mindset of winning the battle before the battle. You know, I often think about a fighter going into the ring. The fighter doesn't go into the ring with the mindset of, I'm going to lose this fight. The fighter goes in the ring with the mindset that says, I'm going to knock my opponent out. And so their mindset before the battle is that of a winner. And so we have to see beyond the obstacles, beyond the challenge, and focus on vision. Why? Because vision brings clarity. Vision gives us direction. Vision can lift us out of the difficulties that we may be dealing with, the issues, the challenges, the obstacles that we may be facing. You see, we must raise our positioning above and beyond the crowd of the challenge, the obstacle, the circumstances, so that I can see beyond the stuff that has me, as I believe Pastor Holliday said, how do you deal with people that are stuck in the mud? That has me stuck in the mud. So we must raise the bar on our level of determination, on our point of view, because quitting, it's not an option. I trust that you hear that today, and you have to decide in your mind that mindset of a fighter, that quitting is not an option. Even when that fighter gets knocked down, in their mind is not, I'm going to stay down. They're dealing with the count 1, 2, 3, 4, and they're fighting to get up. Why? Because their mindset is one of, I got to overcome this obstacle that has just knocked me down, because quitting is not an option. And so I have found that the key is truly our mindset, having healthy thinking, not stinking thinking, not entertaining negativity, not setting the table for it and saying, come on in, sit in the seat of my mind. No. We have to have that mindset that is positive of a winner, that mindset that can see beyond the obstacles. It's just little hiccups along the way. We can make it on the other side. This too, I know, shall pass. Oh, my gosh. Speaking of this too shall pass, wow, how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. Again, this is Coach Adams, and I thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. If you want to receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally, again, connect with our team for one-on-one coaching, masterminds, group coaching, hope, and full circle of empowerment available for you. You don't want to miss our next installment of Motivational Mondays. Each installment is rich and empowering. I thank you again for tuning in. This is Coach Adams signing off for now, and I leave you with this. I coach and you win.